Well, you look like you've been beat with an ugly stick there, dude. What's up? My boys over at Cafe Dufresne texting me right now. Telling me, they got this thing that I market, man. Everybody told me, well, you come and have a drink with us before the Lakers lose? I said, first of all, we're not even playing tonight, you jacks. We play tomorrow night, and we play New Orleans again. We still in New Orleans. That's a problem, too, because you could get poisoned down there with some jambalaya or something. Because we played them, but we won, so we got to play them for the play-in tournament, too. Mm-hmm. Kick their butt. I mean, LeBron, no, I will talk about this later when we get to it, because I'm going to clown on Zion. But.
Welcome to the Liquid Late Nights podcast. I'm juror number 550.
And you just got disqualified.
Just got disqualified, just for showing up.
I'm not touching that one either.
As well, you shouldn't.
Well, I swore off all that kind of stuff right now. I'm a kind of a gentler person right now. I am.
I'm let the justice system play out in all the ways it's going to play out. Because you have so many options. I mean, if you don't like this kind of crime, you got another crime, man.
You got a lot of crime.
We got a lot of crime. You know, this is literally like it's court TV in one person.
Yeah, it's a crime.
he's whispering.
Just heard a check.
Ladies and gentlemen from an undisclosed location. Playoffs, baby.
At least you look fresher than your cousin. he been whooped, dog. I look at his face. I said, boy, you've been whooped. You look old as me. You're supposed to be like the younger. You're supposed to be Curtis the Younger.
Curtis the Younger. That's your new name, Curtis the Younger. I like that, Curtis the Younger.
Again, I don't know what it is about me. Y'all feel the need to try to come in slinging. You know, I let it wash over me. I'm like water on a duck.
I'm trying to get you pumped up.
I'm pumped, baby. I just look like I'm not. My mind's always working.
Well, tell your face you're pumped, okay?
Yeah, the face does its own thing.
Remember Jack Ryan said, I'm cool. He said, tell your face.
Cool. Right? Tell your face.
Yeah, tell your face you're not all tensed up because you're going to fart and blow the hell up.
Dang.
You're getting ready to talk about how the Lakers are going to lose tomorrow.
Oh, you're doing that too.
Going in it then.
No, we're going to talk. We're going to legit talk about the playoffs, the play-in, and then the playoffs, because my man's ready. He's ready. LeBron's ready. Everybody's ready. Magic's ready.
Did you see him yesterday?
I didn't see him yesterday.
Did you hear about it?
I heard about it.
Stephen A. Smith was clowning. He was losing his mind, but he's a Knicks fan. He was happy because the Knicks came in number two in the East because it was I'm talking about the NBA. It was one of the best finishes of the season that they could have ever hoped for. I'm sure Adam Silver was like, rolling over in the grave. It was like they had all these games on, and it's like nothing was determined until yesterday. It was awesome. All the seedings and stuff, it was good. But the Lakers ended it. They jumped on them. LeBron James, like an old man beat up on a young man, he punked Zion. Zion, like a little trotting up and down, you know, like a. And LeBron, the guy had 28, 17, 11. No, he had 28 points. 17 assists, 11 rebounds, 5 steals, and a couple of blocks. That's record. Nobody ever done that. He's only the fourth guy in the NBA history to ever do something like that. It was just insanity. But the game was great. They blew them out early. The better game was the Knicks versus Chicago, the first game, the early game. It was two games I watched. There was a lot of games on them. But the seeding,
So I want to understand if I got this right. So the Lakers are in the play-in, right? So their next round is with the Pelicans.
Tuesday night.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow night. And then are the Warriors and Kings playing as well tomorrow night?
I'm not sure when that game is, but they're playing two for the 9 and 10. If the Lakers win, they number two, which means they face the Denver Nuggets in the first round because Denver's number two.
Right.
Oklahoma City won the West, so they're number one. And people are like, well, maybe they should lose a game and play the Warriors or the Kings and come in eighth and play Oklahoma. No. You don't give them a game. You take your chances on playing.
Yeah.
You're going to beat Denver, beat them now. You know, play them in the first round. You know, we're not afraid of Denver. Not the way Bron is playing right now. As long as Anthony Davis is okay, I take our chances.
Well, I think they're saying that because, you know, it's especially on the East. You mean, you got Heat and 76ers, and then whoever comes out of that one play the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Knicks are number two. So the first one, that's going to be
a tough one.
Well, that's going to be good, though. This is going to be a very, I mean, because people talking at smack, the play-in has become like, this is a big deal. And I saw, I saw ad this morning. Shaq was talking about it. Something like, you know, it's just more excitement.
Can you help us out? Why the play-in? Why did we started going to a play-in? And you know, what's the rules around? I mean, give us a little history.
Okay, here's how it works. Okay, so it had become sometime during the regular season, which is long. Some teams start lagging off and stuff like that because they knew they weren't going to make it, right? So they started just not doing it. It's a bad product for the league. Bad product for the arenas they play in. So they put
the picks.
So inject it a little bit more excitement because here's a tournament. Now you got four teams get a chance and everybody get a shot at it because at one point, the West was three-way tied for first place, which is insanity. Going into yesterday, three ways.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing with the thing for last with the in-season tournament. It'll be in 2 or 3 years, it's going to be more exciting too, which I'm trying to tell all these football loving people here in Florida. I said, in 5 years, the Lakers and LeBron James, we won the very first one. It'll be a very big deal. They'll probably expand it. They'll probably put it over Christmas holiday or something like that to kind of come back the NFL taking over Christmas on us and stuff like that. That kind of stuff is what they're doing. Now, the rules are this. 10 teams finished yesterday. 6 teams on each conference is locked in, the top 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10 got to play their way in, which means how many teams is that? That's 4 out, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Each conference has 7, 8, 9, so it's 8 teams got a shot at, but only 4 can make it. Now, 7 and 8, the Lakers play.
Pelicans.
Yeah, the Pelicans. The Lakers win, they're in. The Pels still got a chance, so they can play the winner out of the Warriors and the Kings.
Kings, right.
So somebody's going home.
Right. So if I got this right from what you just said, Lakers win, they go straight in, they can play the Nuggets. Got it. Yeah. If Pelicans win, they actually go into the 7. They got to play whoever comes out of the Kings and Warriors.
No.
Oh, okay.
If the Pelicans win, they play the Nuggets. Because they're in seventh place. So,
but if they lose, whoever loses,
play the winner out of the Kings and the Warriors.
Got it. Yeah. That makes sense. All right.
Because whoever loses out of the Kings and the Warriors going home, and then whoever loses out of the Pelicans, whoever they play out of those two, going home.
Gotcha.
So the same thing in the East.
Yeah. Yeah, the Heat and 76ers.
Yeah.
And then Bulls and Hawks.
Now the Hawks going home anyway. They ain't got nothing. The Hawks going home. The Bulls got a good team. I watched them yesterday. They're coming back. I see my guy on that team. I'm still mad they let Alex Russo leave the Lakers. I said, that guy is like, you know what I mean?
But here's my other question then. So it's almost like a clawback, right? Because let's say the Lakers win and they got to go up against number 2 Nuggets, right? Whoever comes out of the West, you know, the winner of 9 and 10. And the 7 and 8, they got to go. I'm just trying to figure out who goes up to the Thunder, the 8 seed. So they got to claw from. They got to go to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, but you'd rather play Oklahoma than Denver.
Gotcha.
Oklahoma never been there before. They're all like 12 years old, even though they're good, but they're young.
Yeah,
they're good.
So 7, 8, 9, 10 got to go after number 1 and 2.
That's how it stacks up.
Got you.
But you got teams at the bottom now, like the Kings,
yeah,
the Warriors, the Lakers. These guys are all good teams. But the top of the bracket, you got teams that never been there before, like Oklahoma, the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves up there, they haven't been there before. The freaking Clippers are number 4.
Yeah, I see that.
The Clippers are going to implode.
The other thing that's
Cavaliers are 4.
Well, yeah, and they're going to implode too. And on the East,
you know. So my thing is, Pelicans get in, Lakers get in, whatever, and they go. I mean, it could be a bad night for the Nuggets, and they could be dropped like that, right? They out of the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're the world champs. I got it.
Yeah, I got it. I get it.
The Lakers, if the Lakers going to go anywhere, like they're talking all day, I listened to Colin's show today, well, maybe they should lose the game and avoid them. No, you don't. Don't take a chance on losing to either the Kings or the Warriors. You win tonight and take your chance and go mano-a-mano against Denver, because at some point, the prize, you got to beat them for the prize.
Yeah. I got you. All right, that makes sense.
You don't want to anger the basketball gods by doing some shady shit.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
Well, that's the thing they were trying to get away from anyway by doing the play-in, is so you don't lack.
Guys would laying back, and this time of year, it became so bad the last month or so of the season because a lot of teams had nothing to play for. Freaking guys were like planning their trip to vacations and stuff. Now he's more excited.
They already in Cancun.
That where that 1-2 Cancun come from? Nick Van Exel when he was a Laker did that back in the 90s.
Already in Cancun.
Cancun.
Well, anyway, so that's what we got. And it's gonna be It's gonna be really, really good. I was monitoring a little bit because I was at the Lightning game the other night. So the Lightning's already clinched that we're a wild card team, but it's gonna be tough. They got the NBA team season ended yesterday. The Lightning, the NHL guy got two more games. So they end on the 17th, which is two more days. So they got two more games. Right? Most teams have two more games. And then, but their shit is so tightened up too. You don't know what you got. You know? So, because I was there the other day. I had a great time too. It's like we were playing at the Cap. We lost.
Right.
It was a good game. I mean, I think all the, between the Woofer I was drinking, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. At this rate, you're gonna be our new sports commentator for this. I mean, because you're going to the hockey games, you're going to the NBA games. What she gonna? I mean, you're gonna be going to the MLB games.
No,
is TNT calling you? Are you gonna do a guest spot at the table?
Listen,
make fun of Ernie.
The top teams right going in like in the Atlantic Division, you got the Boston Bruins. They're bad. Then the Florida Panthers are coming in second in Atlantic. But Tampa Bay, we're like wild card. We won, but still won 44 games this year. Okay. If you go to the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars got a good team. The Winnipeg Jets, it's in a Canadian team, the Canucks in Vancouver. But all these teams come down here a lot of times. You can see them. You got Nashville, got the Predator. George said when he was up in Nashville, he went to some Predator games and stuff. It's exciting. If you don't get shot in Nashville, with how that is, so like same thing as Memphis. Those towns are too tough, man.
Wait a minute.
That part of the country, I'm not going to. But I'm sorry. I'm just speaking my mind here. I'm just throwing some stuff out there.
Ooh.
The team, the one that's in Vegas,
Golden Knights.
Those boys are tough.
But did they win last year? Are they defending champs?
They won.
Oh, no, 2 years.
2 years. They won their first year out. All that Vegas money, they you know what I'm saying? But they were good, though. I'm an L.A. Kings guy from way back because I used to go to a lot of Kings games back in the day. And I was going to Kings games when they first brought Wayne Gretzky down from Canada to really introduce hockey into the U.S. in the 90s, 30 years ago. And they were still playing the Forum. And if anybody had touched Wayne Gretzky back in those days, you'd be out of the league. It's like when Tom Brady played. That's the same kind of day. Wayne Gretzky was the... You know, hey, the God, he made everybody money.
Yeah.
So you don't want to hurt him. I'm not saying the guy wasn't good, though. Don't get me wrong. But no cheap shots on Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, dude, I was at the game the other night, man. I was trying to understand because I'm just starting watching some hockey. They let them fight. And the other night, these guys were fighting. They're fighting again. They stopped everything. You can guys be like, I mean, brawling and blood. They ain't faking. It's like MMA or something. They are bloody. It's awesome, though. Give me another drink.
Oh, jeez.
And certain teams they don't like when the, what's the team? They freaking the Rangers come down here. Yeah, I talk to some people like, yeah, they have no love for them. And they got similar colors. And the Maple Leafs, the Maple Leafs, same thing. No love. But these people come because it's during this time. It's nice in Florida. So they leave their winter come. They all come here. And you walk in the street, the jerseys on and stuff. Yeah, it's fun.
Wow. Let's go. Yeah, they're what are they? Number one in the West, it looks like. So they already, I'm just looking at the current playoff matchups for the NHL. So they got Boston. If everything wins out, they get Boston like the first round.
But the Bruins don't play. Those people down here, they're sharp people. And they know. You know, it's like Boston. You don't want to mess with Boston people. Not without a machete or something. It's like
machete.
You got a little bit of different sports. We got, when is the WNBA draft? We got to toss that in.
It's tonight. It's like 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. It's tonight. Like the draft's tonight. I'm trying to pull that back up here. Your girl was on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Yeah, I saw it last night. I had to watch it on YouTube. Me and my friend last night. I didn't say I didn't want to watch. I had to watch. Anyway, so yeah. But it was pretty funny. Because it was killing, what's his name? Michael Shea? Just killed Michael Shea last night. It was insanity, dude. He said, well, I got you a reward, so I got you an apron. That was like insanity. The draft is tonight, though, correct?
Yep, 7:30 Eastern.
So who has the first pick?
Indiana. Indiana's taking Caitlin Clark. Indiana Fever.
Well, that's a plant.
Yeah. L.A. has the set number 2 and number 4 picks.
Well, the Stars?
The Sparks.
Sparks are good, man. When it was coached by Hall of Famer Michael Cooper, former Laker. Oh, he's still a Laker. Hey, new Hall of Famer, dude. His jerseys will go up sometime next season for sure. We don't put him up until you get Hall of Fame. He's going up now. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Nah, he's my, we're the same age group, even though he's.
Huh?
We lose our.
I think he stepped out for a moment, momentarily okay. Moment.
So the WNBA draft, but the sports thing is good. The Masters, I watched some of it. Tell you how much, what it was beautiful out there. I'm saying it was just unbelievable how nice it was out there.
That was good because day one, they had all the storms like everybody was getting, and they were getting like, yeah, we're pushing it back. We got lightning. Yeah, we're going to start like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, what the?
But the course on Saturday and Sunday, beautiful though. I mean, because I don't play golf, but I can watch it sometimes because it kind of relaxes me. I learned that when back in the day, start watching some golf because I used to have days off and my business was too, racking. You know what I mean? Your nerves shattered. I can watch a little golf, lay on the floor in the kitchen in the living room, and just the guys are whispering and stuff, not screaming and shit. And so and relax. I started watching golf when Tiger was at Stanford. He was still amateur. He was kicking everybody's butt.
Gotcha. So now he's on the other end, and he's out after this with the first two rounds. He didn't make the cut.
He made the cut.
No, I thought he didn't make the cut.
No, he made the cut. I was watching, dude. I watched it Saturday and Sunday. I'm telling you now, he didn't. He finished last, but he's almost 50 years old, and that guy's bionic right now with all the stems, all the plants in his body. But he was there. They want Tiger to come because Tiger sells tickets. Yeah, Tiger's there. Everybody room for Tiger. So, but it was the course was beautiful, dude. It was insane out there, dude. The last 2 days, Saturday I was out, just kind of cruising out a bit. I was up at American Social. I needed to walk and stuff. So I walked around here and stopped at a couple places, hold brewski and watch a little stuff. This is a nice day. Just walk home alone and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Sunday was the same thing.
Yeah, it was real nice. I got out Saturday but I just stuff I had to do, which is why I was so messed up on Sunday. But Saturday was, it's been a nice weekend. It's just that window, nice time.
This is Florida at its best, dude. And I keep telling anybody say something about this. This is Florida at its best. Just enjoy it because now April is still nice. Today was a little warmer, 85, but basically it's been really nice, man. It's just been nice. You catch you in the Masters there, GQ?
I did. I watched a little. Actually, we all were sitting around watching some of it outside yesterday. It was good,
The course, how beautiful that course was.
Yeah, Augusta, man. Come on, yeah.
No, it's a lot of money goes in. That shit was like beautiful flowers. It's just,
They buy from me.
Well, I'm sure my ancestors someplace buried in the soil around there.
Well.
I just have to throw some stuff out there and ideas and just kind of sprouts it up a bit. But no, it was excellent. No, I met this guy at the Tampa Bay Yacht Club. He used to work at the Masters at the tournament there here in Augusta, but he moved here to Tampa and he's doing that back when I was, doing my DMG thing. But it's like seriously. But yeah, I thought it was nice. I know it was nice. I don't know who the name of this guy that won his second one.
Second green jacket.
Skeller.
Should we do bop bop? What?
Yeah, exactly. What do I do? Hey, my tongue wasn't made for those kind of things.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Who's a terrorist?
Whoever got Gene locked up.
I'm staying out of that.